And I'm Donna. We're now moving into Free Range Radio, and we have Lance here on the phone. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How about you?
Good. Kind of keep my feet dry.
Uh-huh. and those platform shoes from forming on the bottom of your boots from the mud.
Yeah, the mud boots.
Right. Well, so as a way of introduction for anybody who might be tuning in for the first time, this portion of the program is As the Worm Turns, a look at organic gardening with our friend Lance Swaggart, gardener from LaRue Creek. And so we talk to Lance pretty much every week and getting ideas from him about what to do in the garden. And this is actually a great program for you all to participate in. And if you go to kvnf.org and look at short features, you'll find As the Worm Turns and recordings of all the shows that we've done, as well as questions and or space for questions, should you have any. All right, so, Lance, what are we talking about today about the garden?
Well, for the back in the colder mornings anyways, what I do to help strengthen the plants to go through the stress of cold is I spray them with a foliar spray of kelp.
Uh-huh.
And I've already done that twice.
See, how do you have plants that are already that tall?
Well, I'm actually spraying all my fruit trees, raspberries, the garlic, flowering bulbs, all my daffodils and things like that. Anything that is up, the lettuce seedlings, spinach seedlings, the peas are not up yet. They will be shortly. And so I'm spraying everything that's above ground, even the grapevines that haven't even budded out. I've been spraying them.
Okay.
And
when do you spray them?
Well,
so like we just obviously last night was a pretty cold night.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't spray it yesterday because it's raining. No good in the rain because it just washes right off. So I will spray it as soon as the frost gets off of the plants.
Okay. So do you do this? We were just discussing this last night with somebody about what the right word is, but preventatively, so would you spray kelp anticipating a freeze coming, or do you wait until after they've already been through the stress?
It's actually both.
Oh.
If you can, and you know it's going to be a cold period, you know, a storm's coming through, and for some reason this area, 2 o'clock in the morning, it clears up. And that's when it gets cold. So you can do it prior to the storm, which is actually better because they have the strength in them. And if you can't get to it, like yesterday was raining, I wasn't expecting it to be as cold as this morning. And it was cloudy. You know, I kept on looking out the window. It was cloudy most of the night. And so I didn't get it done, but I'm going to do it this morning.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. And it's just... So this will be preventative. I don't think there is much harm, at least not on the ground. I think the apricots got hit pretty hard.
Right. So that was where I was leading. So in my case, the apricot tree that we have not seen but one apricot come off of it in the last, say, 7 or 8 years, it gets nipped just about every time. This year... this season, I've noticed that, you know, during the rain yesterday, it knocked a lot of the petals off of the the blossoms, and underneath there, you know, were little fruits that have actually been formed. So I'm a little further along than when the frosts usually have happened.
Uh-huh.
So would kelp be something that would help them at this point? Or is that, I mean, it's sort of like the damage is done.
You'd have to check them to see if they turn brown.
Right.
You know, and if they haven't, then you're okay, and go and spray with some kelp. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that I think that magic number is around 28 degrees, and if it stays there or above, your fruits, the blossoms, usually okay.
Right.
And if it gets below that, and also for how long it's at that temperature.
Right.
That it starts thinning.
Right.
So anyways. But the other things I have going on is a lot of early planting stuff.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things are you planting?
I've already planted the first bed of carrots.
Are they up yet?
Oh, no. That was just it Saturday.
Oh, okay.
It's actually perfect timing because then it got rained on.
Right.
Right. And I'm still planting peas. I'm going to plant all of my onions from seed today.
Okay.
And then I'm also planting a stagger planting about every 2 or 3 weeks, greens of different sorts. You know, lettuce, spinach, cilantro, green onions. I'll plant chard. And there's other people, you know, if you want to plant mazuma or kale or collards and those kind of things, it's perfectly okay to do that.
So with the green onions, are you utilizing the same seed that you do for your storage onions to do green onions, or is that a different seed?
Green onions or scallions are actually a different plant than the storage onions.
Okay.
But yes, you could use those things, plant them, those seeds for those storage onions. You would just plant them thick and never thin them.
Uh-huh.
And then you would pull them as they got big.
Right.
I'm actually planting my smaller, what I have is a potato onion, and it's similar to a shallot.
Okay.
And I'm taking the smaller ones of those bulbs, and planting them, and that's what I'm using for green onions.
So planted from bulb.
Yeah, that's what I'm using.
Oh, I assume then those are things that you grew last year?
Yes.
And then are planting them this year for...
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, let's see, what other things am I doing? Chard and I said a few other things like that. And
arugula, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Arugula, my favorite plant.
Maybe you just have no, your taste, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those of us who like arugula, now's a good time to plant.
Now
okay.
Is a very good time to plant.
We can't rely on Lance to tell us when to do it.
No, not on that one. Actually, it's very good to plant in August for a fall crop.
Right.
That's when I really, if I'm going to eat it, that's when I like, because the days are getting shorter and get the frost in it. Very nice flavor then.
Right. Keeps it from getting too spicy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. So planting lots of greens, and I assume it's not too late to plant peas. You said you were going to continue to plant those.
Yeah. I'm going to continue to plant those. And then just lots of soil prep.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm up to.
Uh-huh. That sounds good. So, again, if anybody has any questions out there for Lance, you can, you know, say you don't have access to the internet, you can certainly call here and we'll pass the question on to the people that will be doing the next show and get your questions answered, or do that here the next time that I'm talking with you. Again, the number's here, 527-486-8-1866, KVNF Now. And we appreciate your time, Lance.
Okay, you take care.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye.